From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The cleanup has begun after a powerful hurricane ripped through the southeast American state of Florida Sunday. Heavy rains produced dangerous storm surges that may cause coastal flooding. The National Hurricane Center warned that swells generated by the storm along the southeastern U.S. coast could still cause life-threatening surf and rip current conditions, with the deepest waters occurring in high areas of onshore winds accompanied by destructive waves. The United Nations Security Council is set to vote late Monday on a new round of economic sanctions against North Korea in response to the country's continuing nuclear program and tests. The draft resolution is considerably watered down from what the United States put forward a week ago. It follows intense negotiations with Russia and China, both of which have veto powers in the Council. The draft removes an oil embargo against North Korea that the United States was seeking and replaces it with a cap at current levels of crude oil exports to North Korea. China has been reluctant to take any actions that might potentially collapse North Korea's economy. A suicide bomber rammed his explosives-packed car into a NATO military convoy, wounding a small number of foreign troops and Afghan civilians Monday in Afghanistan. The Taliban quickly took credit for the afternoon attack near the U.S.-run Bagram military airbase. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. Pope Francis.